hear the alarm go off at 6. Used to be I'd wanna call in sick. I always dreaded this time of day, but not anymore cause of you.
Hello everyone and welcome back. You are tuned into our American English and British English series again today. My name is Spencer.
And I'm Mike.
Hey Mike, what are we talking about today?
Alright, so today we're going to be looking at the differences in pronunciation and word stress in different words.
Okay, so when we talk about word stress, some of our listeners might be wondering what that is. Word stress is basically when you emphasize, when you 强调 a certain part of a word. Let's go ahead and start, and I think our listeners will catch on to what we're talking about. So one word here on our list today is, well, I'll say it first, adult. So adult meaning like a grown person. So that's how we say it in American English. We will say adult.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
We say adult.
Okay, so adult. Adult.
Adult.
Adult.
Yeah. We stress the first syllable.
Yeah, so the in American English where it's like adult, like the you guys do a ah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you also, and the timing seems kind of different.
We stress the first syllable,
mm-hmm.
adult,
mm-hmm.
and you stress the second syllable.
Yeah, pretty much adult.
Yeah.
Adults. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, and there's tons of words that are like this that mm-hmm. are just very different between, you know, us Americans and you Brits.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go ahead and look at some more of these words and their pronunciation. Okay. So we started with a word with an A. Let's do a B. How about ballet?
Okay. Yeah. Ballet.
Ballet.
Yeah.
Okay. It almost sounds like you say it faster than we do or something. I say ballet. You say
ballet.
Okay. Yeah. And of course, guys, this is ballet, right? The type of dancing. Mm. And the way you say it in British English sounds very close to the way they say it in Chinese, actually.
Ah, ballet.
Hmm. Yeah, ballet. Yeah.
Ballet.
We say, yeah, we say ballet.
Ballet.
So it's like ballet.
Huh.
And you guys say
ballet.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. Let's do another B word. How about brochure?
Uh-huh. We say brochure.
Okay. Brochure. Okay. That's funny. Yeah, we say brochure. The stress here is interesting. How about you say it one more time?
Brochure.
Brochure.
Get the brochure.
Yeah, we say brochure. Mm. I feel like I kind of stress both syllables, actually.
Brochure.
Brochure.
Brochure, yeah.
You say brochure.
Brochure. Yeah, we only stress the first syllable.
Yeah, that's interesting. So it seems like I put equal stress on both, whereas you kind of only emphasize the first syllable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. How about when we're going to drink some coffee, we're going to go to a...
cafe.
Cafe, okay. We say cafe.
Yeah.
Okay, so I say cafe, cafe. So I kind of emphasize both again.
Yeah,
it sounds like
cafe, cafe.
Yeah, and you say?
Cafe.
Cafe.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you emphasize the first again.
Yeah.
And the second syllable you don't emphasize as much.
No, that's understressed. Yeah.
Mm, okay, cool. Now, if we're in the cafe, we might want to eat something. What might we want to eat?
I'd like a croissant.
A croissant. Okay, you almost sound French when you say that.
A croissant.
And I'd say a croissant.
Uh-huh.
So I say croissant. So I kind of emphasize the second syllable,
uh-huh.
really, the second half of
yep.
the word croissant. And you kind of, and you emphasize what?
Croissant.
Croissant. Okay, I see. You sound a little more French than I do.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of these words do come from French.
Mm, this is true.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to like a different type of word here. There's a lot of words in English that end with the letters A-T-E. Two-syllable words that end with A-T-E. A lot of these words are pronounced differently in America and in England. So let's use the word donate, for example, to donate money or to donate blood or donate to charity.
Mm-hmm.
So I say donate. What do you say?
Donate.
Donate.
Yeah.
Okay, so I say donate.
Yeah.
Donate. You say donate.
Donate.
Okay, so this is a very subtle difference, I think.
Yeah, again, it's the same. It's just word stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So could you say it one more time?
Donate.
Donate.
Mm.
Okay, and I say donate. Yeah, you kind of, I see.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's go to another word. This one actually rhymes. To locate, to find where something is. Locate. Uh-huh. What about you?
Locate.
Locate. I might say location. How do you say that?
Same, location.
Okay, but yeah. You say locate.
Yeah.
But I say locate.
Yeah.
This is fun.
This is good. I mean, actually, for the learners out there, then you don't really have to worry about word stress on these words. Either way you say it.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And this is true, guys. Mm. So don't worry too much about, you know, how you're saying it or like, you know, which way you're saying it, because you're probably saying it right.
Yeah, you might be mixing British and American, but
it's okay.
It's still English.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, guys. Okay, so now if I want to like translate, I will say translate. What about you?
Translate.
Translate.
Yeah.
Can you translate these documents?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I would just say, can you translate these documents?
Can you translate these documents?
Okay, so you kind of translate. It sounds like you really emphasize the A-T-E.
Yeah.
I don't think I emphasize either more than the other. Translate. Mm. They're kind of the same.
Translate. More on the first.
Yeah, right. Translate.
Translate.
Yeah, and you say translate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. Now, differences can also be found in words ending with I-L-E. Right?
Mm.
Okay, now this word, actually, we don't even use in America too much to talk about. We say cell phones, mm-hmm. but another way of saying a cell phone is a mobile.
Yeah.
But you guys say?
Mobile.
Yeah, you say mobile. Yeah, and it's pretty interesting. But we do use this word for things that move. We could say, oh, you know, he's very mobile. He's always moving around.
Mm-hmm.
And you might say?
He's very mobile.
He's always moving around.
Yeah.
Okay, so mobile versus mobile. Now, if something is very delicate, we might say it's very fragile.
Mm-hmm.
And you say?
Fragile.
Yeah, very fragile.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Here's one. It's a type of big weapon that armies use to shoot each other, unfortunately. We call it a missile.
We say missile.
Okay, missile.
He's launched a missile.
Yeah, they launched a missile. Yeah, we say missile. Okay, cool. Let's move on to some other words, just a bunch of different words where you will really notice differences in how we pronounce them. Let's start with a couple foods. So, for example, tomato.
Tomato.
Really? Tomato?
Yep.
Okay. You say tomato, I say tomato. Let's call the whole thing off.
Yeah.
What about potato?
Yeah, potato.
Really?
Yeah.
But you say tomato?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Okay,
that's weird, isn't it, actually?
Okay.
Potato. Nobody said potato. You'd be laughed out of the building.
Oh, this guy and his potatoes. Okay. Anyway, so we say tomato and you say?
Tomato.
Okay, great. Hey, what do you call ketchup?
Tomato sauce.
You call it tomato sauce?
Or tomato ketchup, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we just call it ketchup.
Yeah.
Fancy junk. Okay, cool. How about bananas?
Bananas.
Bananas.
Yeah, banana.
The gorilla was eating bananas.
Yeah.
Nice. I kind of like that, banana.
Banana.
Yeah, banana.
Banana.
Yeah. Bananas. All right, great. Now, if I'm trying to, you know, relax or have some free time, I might call this leisure or something leisurely.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call this?
Leisure.
Okay. Do you say leisurely?
Yeah.
Okay. Leisure versus leisure. We say leisure, you say?
Leisure.
Okay, now that we've got leisure, out of the way, we live in a world where there are tons of commercials, tons of advertisements. What do you call them?
We call them advertisements.
Advertisements?
Yeah.
That sounds hard to say.
Most people would say advert, right?
Yeah, because advertisement is hard to say. Advertisement.
Advertisement.
Okay. Do you also just call them ads?
Yeah, we call them ads. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Stick with ads.
So whatever, guys. Don't worry if it's advertisement or advertisement.
Mm.
Just call them ads.
Yeah.
You'll be okay. Okay. Now, to be healthy, sometimes you might want to take some vitamins or make sure you eat enough vitamins. Mm-hmm. What do you call them?
Vitamins.
Vitamins.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So vitamins and vitamins. What about the word vital?
Yeah, we say vital.
But why do you say vitamin?
I have no idea.
That's crazy.
Latin? Greek? I don't know.
You guys, okay. Whatever. You guys speak the Queen's English, eh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
Okay, now I do believe we are making some progress here.
Mm-hmm. I agree. We are making progress.
Progress. Mm. Actually, this is one where I think the English pronounce it a bit more properly. Because, I don't know, progress. There's an O. Why is it an ah sound?
Yeah.
In American English. But, okay, I just said another P-R-O word. I said properly. How do you say it?
properly.
Oh, see, it's the same.
Yeah.
The O turns to an A.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Properly. Oh.
Sorry, listeners. I know English is kind of confusing sometimes, but remember, Americans say progress and you guys say?
Progress.
Okay. Now, how about this? If you are making some sort of product, not a product. Here we are with the P-R-O sounds.
Right.
You have to patent the product.
Uh-huh.
What do you call it?
Patent.
A patent?
Yeah.
Wow. Patent.
Yes.
Okay. We say patent. I think patent sounds a little better.
Patent pending. Patent pending. Yeah, I mean, patent does sound, it's easier, I think, to say as well.
Patent. Okay, patent. So pat versus pay.
Pay.
Okay, pay. Okay, cool. Now, if you are a thrifty kind of person and you're trying to save a little bit of money and you go to a store, you might want to use a coupon. What do you call these?
Coupon.
Oh, that's about the same.
Yeah, you're more of a...
Coupon.
The American one sounds more like a... Ah.
Coupon.
Coupon.
Pan.
And we're like coupon.
Poupon. Oh, like...
Coupon.
Like gray poupon.
Like gray poupon,
okay,
friend.
Coupon. Yes. We say coupon.
Coupon. Coupon.
Sometimes my mom used to say coupon. I don't know.
Coupon.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
she's crazy.
I don't think that's...
Sorry, Mom. Speaking of my mom, when she was young, she used to listen to records. She used to listen to music on records.
Mm-hmm.
What about you guys? What do you call them?
Yeah, my family, my parents would do the same. They'd listen to records.
Records.
Yeah.
That sounds cool. Okay, so right now we are recording a lesson for our listeners. And notice, guys, that I said recording.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
Recording.
Okay, so recording. Mm. I might also say record. Recording. Chabadua.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys.
When you think about it, right, you're like, oh,
yeah.
What do I say?
Yeah. Either way, here's one that is very different. We're talking about maybe like a work schedule. Notice, guys, that I say schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You say?
Schedule.
That's way different. Schedule?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, you take the SCH and turn it into a sh sound.
Yeah, that becomes a sh.
Okay.
Schedule.
What? But you go to school, don't you? You don't go to shul.
Yeah, you're pulling us apart here. I didn't write the language.
Okay, guys. Okay, remember. We say a school schedule, but you'll say a school...
School schedule.
But not a shul schedule.
Not a shul schedule or a shul schedule. School... Oh, God. A school... I can't say it. A school schedule.
Yeah, a school schedule.
A school schedule.
Okay, you Brits and your English. It's quite funny. Okay, so we have a few more words to go through before we get out of here today, guys. Now, if I have, like, a question about something, a more formal way of saying that is, like, I have an inquiry. And you would say?
An inquiry.
An inquiry. Okay. Now, that's a noun, but if it's a verb, I might inquire about something. And you would also?
Inquire.
Okay, yep. Cool. So sometimes, guys, the noun... you know, might be different, but the verb is the same. It's pretty interesting, nonetheless. How about, so if I had a car, I might put it in a garage.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you put it?
We'd put it in the garage.
So you'd put the carriage in the garage?
Yeah, we put the carriage in the garage.
Okay,
yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. Okay, cool. And let's see. I think one last word before we get out of here. It's good that we choose a V word, since it's toward the end of the alphabet. Mm-hmm. Why not? Oh, which reminds me. Never mind. We won't end with that. We'll end with one other thing. We'll end with a Z.
Okay.
But before we do, here we have vase, where you put your flowers in. What would you put it in?
We put them in a vase.
In a vase.
Yes.
It sounds fancy.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Put away that vase and give me a vase.
Okay. Vase and vase. Now remember, guys, this is like a... You know, it's where you put your flowers in. It's kind of like a flower pot in a way, but a bit nicer usually. Now, I said we end with a Z. Notice I said Z, the letter Z. What do you guys call it?
We call that Z.
What?
Yeah.
Who? Why?
Z.
Yeah.
X, Y, Z.
Okay. It's funny because I actually think Canadians call it Z also.
They were British once.
Yeah. Yeah, so it seems that most other countries that were former British colonies, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, for example... I think they also say Z.
Yeah.
I think only in America do we say Z.
Mm.
And also, one thing, guys, now this has to do with writing and not pronunciation, but where we use Z, a lot of the times you just use S.
That's right.
Yeah, so S is used way more and Z is used way less in British English.
Yeah. Mm. It's often actually pronounced Z but written S in British English.
Yeah,
it's very strange.
Yeah. Either way, guys, we hope that you have learned a lot today from our little chat about these differences, different word stressors here, pronunciation. If you have any questions, comments, as always, leave them for me and Mike in the comments section. We look forward to hearing what you guys have to say. And we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Just to see your face, whether sunshine or whether the rain, I could weather anywhere with you, smiling you, perfect you.